from defining a realistic fear of Ebola to doing the same for ISIS or ISIL, the latest Middle East terror threat is being discussed on Capitol Hill today, where Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Martin Dempsey are testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee. The Pentagon has widened its airstrikes in the region nearer to Baghdad as of this week, and General Dempsey would not rule out the use of U.S. troops during today's hearings. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillig is with us. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
What's the tone of these hearings? Is this checks and balances constraining the president, or are they encouraging him to do more in Iraq and Syria?
It's the latter for most senators, encouraging the president to do more, and a lot of concern about risks, about what will happen if we go back into Iraq. John, you mentioned the major news in your intro right there of this hearing. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, dancing around the issue a bit, but saying that the president's ruling out of U.S. boots on the ground is conditional. Listen to this exchange with Senator Kelly Ayotte, Republican from New Hampshire.
I appreciate that you've said that you have not ruled this out.
I have not, in terms of recommendations.
Thank you. Has the president ruled it out?
Well, at this point, his stated policy is that we will not have U.S. ground forces in direct combat. So, yes.
Including operators in JTAC and embedded on the ground.
That's correct. Okay. But he has told me as well to come back to him on a case-by-case basis.
Interesting. Although it is the case that the U.S. never absolutely rules out any option in cases like this, although this is a touchy subject, boots on the ground.
Oh, it certainly is. Politically, militarily, and the president's statement in front of the nation last Wednesday in prime time was clear. There will be no U.S. boots on the ground. But, John, this hearing has made clear that airstrikes will not be enough to defeat ISIS, that it will be a years-long effort with coalition partners, political aspects. And what you heard Senator Ayotte there talking about, there was some jargon, JTAC. Those are American military personnel who probably will be needed on the ground at some point to help spot enemy positions, tell the airplanes where to strike. That's standard military procedure. The president has said no boots on the ground, but Dempsey made it clear that it's a case-by-case basis, and the president, while ruling it out to the public, has told him, if situation changes, come back to me and we'll reconsider.
Well, it's also whose boots? Are we going it alone here? Any more interesting details about this broad coalition that's been talked about so much since last week?
And a great deal of concern on Capitol Hill about who the coalition is, what they will be doing, whose commitments are what, who's sending ground forces, who's sending aircraft. This is Roger Wicker. He's a member of the Armed Services Committee. He's a Republican from Mississippi. Listen to this.
I have no idea, based on your testimony, what our coalition partners are expected to do or even what we want them to do.
Senator, my intent was not to give you that inventory this morning and go through that. First of all,
are you able to?
We can do that privately in closed session with a number of countries. That's what we're doing right now.
Of course, the question of what the coalition will do, you know, there's the Saudis. That's really an important alleged partner here. Secretary of State Kerry was in Saudi Arabia last week. Any sense that the Saudis, who are armed to the teeth, could actually take the lead role on airstrikes or anything like this?
Well, you heard Chuck Hagel there in that answer, and he went on to sort of dance around the issue of whether Saudi jets and Saudi pilots will be among those dropping bombs on ISIS in Iraq. He sort of said they will have a military role. Kerry has said a military role, but I don't want to get into it. John, people should be looking forward to the United Nations General Assembly next week and the high-profile meeting of the Security Council, which the president is going to chair himself to bring a lot of attention to this. Administration officials have been going around saying you'll hear more about the coalition, the partners that will be involved, their role and their commitments that hopefully we can get them to stick to at the UN.
Stay tuned. Armed Services Committee, of course, John McCain is always the big voice. Anything from him?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Listen to John McCain hitting his old pal Martin Dempsey here.
You think that these people you're training will only go back to fight against ISIL? Do you really believe that, General?
What I believe, Senator, is that as we train them and develop a military chain of command linked to a political structure, that we can establish objectives that defer that challenge into the future. We do not have to deal with it now.
That's a fundamental misunderstanding of the entire concept and motivation of the Free Syrian Army.
McCain is saying, if you train the Free Syrian Army, what makes you think they'll just fight ISIS? They'll turn on Assad. And if Assad fights them, are we going to help them fight Assad? Have you guys thought it through? Administration officials saying, we're not there yet. We don't want to think about that yet. We're focused on ISIS. That's what's got McCain so upset.
The debate over who and how will confront ISIS in the Middle East, Iraq, and Syria. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.